From Spark and Anvil and Character Forge, this is Fidget in Chapter 1 of the Character Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ink met Fidget before he ever saw her, because he heard her first. Tap, tap. A pause. Tap, tap. A pause. He followed the sound to the corner of the cottage porch, where a small creature sat, round and gray, with quick, bright eyes, a bit like a tidy little mouse. Before she did anything at all, she tapped her front paw lightly on the floorboards. Tap, tap. Then she'd nibble a seed. Tap, tap. Then she'd look around. She did it every few seconds, smooth and easy, like breathing. You tap before you do things, Ink observed. The creature looked up. Tap, tap. I do, she said. Always have. Two little taps, then I go. She wiggled her whiskers. My name's Fidget. I can't not do it. It's just a thing my paw does. Tap, tap. My friends say they always know it's me coming, even round a corner. They hear the taps before they see my face. Ink sat down on the porch step to watch. Sure enough, tap, tap, pause, action. Tap, tap, pause, action. It was as steady as a little clock. Where did it come from? Ink asked. Honestly, I don't know, Fidget said cheerfully. Tap, tap. I've done it as long as I can remember. It doesn't mean anything. It's not a worry tap or a thinking tap. It's just mine. She nibbled another seed, tapping first. I used to feel a bit silly about it. I tried to stop once, held my paw very still all morning. She shook her head. I felt like a stranger to myself, like I'd misplaced my own name. So you let your paw do its thing, Ink said. I let my paw do its thing, Fidget agreed. Tap, tap. And here's the funny part. Nobody ever forgets me. Other creatures meet 100 gray mice and mix them all up, but they only ever meet one Fidget. Her bright eyes sparkled. Because of the taps, the little habit is the part of me that sticks. And there it was, the quiet click in Ink's chest. That's it, he thought. That tiny repeated gesture is how you'd know her anywhere. A character needs a little tell like that, something their body does over and over that makes them unforgettable.
Fidget, Ink said. I run a class about building characters, and my students' characters all blur together. You can't tell one from another. They all just talk and walk exactly alike. He smiled. Would you come sit with my class and do exactly what you always do? Fidget tilted her head. Tap, tap. You want me to come and tap? That's the whole reason I want you, Ink said. So Fidget came to the cottage, tapping twice on the doorframe before she hopped in. Tap, tap. The students turned at the sound. And from that first moment, they had her. They'd never mistake her for anyone else. The lesson had walked in tapping.
Class, Ink said, I want you to watch Fidget, and then I want you to close your eyes. The students watched her tap and nibble, tap and look around. Then they shut their eyes. Tap, tap went Fidget's paw. And every student smiled because they knew exactly who was there. See, Ink said, you can't even see her, but you know her. That's the power of a small repeated habit. He turned to the class. When you build a character, give them a tell, a little thing their body does without thinking. They twirl their hair, they crack their knuckles, they always straighten a crooked picture. It doesn't have to mean anything deep. It just has to be theirs, again and again. He nodded at Fidget. Then your reader will know that character in the dark. They'll feel them come around the corner. A student asked, won't it get annoying if they do it a lot? Not if it's the right size, Ink said. A tiny tap here and there, just enough that it becomes part of how the reader hears them. It's not a big gesture. It's a small, faithful one.
After class, Fidget stayed on the porch with Ink, watching the evening bugs drift over the garden. Tap, tap, went her paw, soft in the quiet. For years, I thought my tapping was a silly little flaw, she said. Tap, tap. Something to grow out of.
something that made me look fidgety and unfinished. "And now?" Ink asked. Fidget was quiet for a moment, though her paw, of course, kept its gentle rhythm. Tap, tap. "Now I think it might be the best thing about me," she said softly. A whole room full of children knew me with their eyes shut. They felt glad when they heard me coming. She looked down at her own small, faithful paw, tapping away. A warm, settled happiness spread through her, steady as her own two taps. The habit she'd once wanted to hide was the very thing that meant, to everyone who loved her, here she is, and she wouldn't have traded that for all the stillness in the world.
You've been listening to a Spark in Anvil chapter, written by the Spark in Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark in Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Fidget. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.